What's up, world? Welcome back to Life Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and I am an inspirational speaker. Hello there. What's up? My name is Nate. You're listening to Life Tips Podcast. Welcome. Relationship improvement with advice and tips for becoming a better you. On this show, each episode is unique to what you're going through, and it doesn't matter your youth or gender. Everyone can benefit.
Really?
You see, the reality is that nobody is perfect. There's always going to be downfall with rising, and there's something to improve upon every single day.
Sure is.
So if you want to make changes in your life, then follow along, and I can help you master yesterday's mistakes to create a better tomorrow. Let's get started.
I may be this confident person, but there's a lot that you don't realize when it comes to me. And I'm very cautious about diving into different topics on the show because I want it to make sense. But I know today's episode will make sense. Because it's another one of those let's sit down and have a conversation moments rather than here's a specific set of advice and tips on becoming a better you.
Dad sent a toolsasps.com link, USPS tracking registered sign results, and said, here's another package.
I hate it when Siri reads my messages in the middle of a podcast episode. But it's okay. Siri doesn't realize when I record podcast episodes and, you know, get stuff done. But it's okay. We're working on our relationship, Siri. We're working on our relationship. But vulnerability. Today we're going to get vulnerable. And it's going to be very, very deep. So, strap in, because y'all are about to learn some things. Let's start all the way back when I was a kid. So, I have an older sister and a younger sister, and my older sister shared with me one day a couple years ago that when we were growing up in our parents' church, there were a lot of young people at that time who didn't like me, thought I was weird, etc., etc. And some of them came to Ashley, my sister, and voiced their opinions. And she set them straight. And to those that were bullying me, she also set them straight. But the crazy part is that I didn't realize I was being bullied. Like, I had no idea that was going on in the background. I was just focused on me. And in high school, when I started high school and really got into high school, my older sister was on her way into college. So let's do the math here. I am a freshman and my older sister is a senior because we're 3 years apart. So when I'm a freshman in high school, she's a senior in high school. By the time she gets to her first year of college, I'm a sophomore in high school. And then second year in college for her, junior in high school for me, third year of college for her, senior year for me. And then a year after I get out and I'm a freshman in college, she graduates from college. But let's go back to freshman in high school, senior in college. I had no idea that as a freshman, these things were happening. This is the time where my older sister was still a member of my parents' church, and it was the last time she would ever be a member of my parents' church, because after college, she would never come back. But at this point, she's a senior in high school. I'm a freshman in high school. I had no idea these things were happening. It's only years later, in my mid to late 20s, that my sister shares this information with me, and I was completely blown. I sat by myself in silence, flabbergasted that I had been bullied as a kid and I didn't know. That means that people were saying things about me, making comments about me, basically dragging me through the mud, and I was unaware that they were doing that. So, fast forward to college. My first time getting bullied, essentially, wasn't by a dude, but it was by a girl. Now, thankfully, this person and I reconciled and she apologized for all that and we made up. But at this time in my life, I'm 17, barely 18, at college, experiencing bullying for real for the first time. And it just simply started from disagreements in class. Then it went to actual bullying. Then it went to cyberbullying, because at that point social media was around and Facebook was big in 2012. Facebook and Twitter were the main things. Instagram was kind of there, but it was not as big as it is now. And so my first experience with bullying that I was actually cognizant of, it didn't go well. We went back and forth on social media until we inevitably had to block each other. And so that was my first experience with bullying in the flesh, and it was interesting because I wasn't expecting it from the opposite sex. I was expecting it from the same sex, but whatever. Fast forward all the way to 2022. I'm not going to count the time that I worked at Giant in 2017 because I was part-time and I wasn't really with the people that didn't like me. The people that didn't like me just didn't like me. Sure, they answered questions for me when I had questions while working, but I primarily had a group of dudes that I spent time with while on the job. And then, so fast forward again, now we're in 2022, and this is my first real foray at not only a full-time job, but at working with different people. Rather than working with people from my area, I was now working with people from D.C. And not just from D.C., these people were from the streets. I never really experienced people from that world until working in this current job. I experienced bougie-ness at the community college that I went to, but that was nothing compared to experiencing DC people within this job. And right off the bat, I got to experience the worst. And when I tell you that work bullying is real, work bullying is real. And because of the first job, the first school that I worked at as part of the job, I left and went to another school, which is the school that I'm at now in the job. And so I ended up having to take that on because work bullying became too much. And I eventually snapped and we went off. And I won because I got transferred to a different school. No one got fired. And instead, everybody at my old school got written up heavily. I threw my coworker who bullied me under the bus. I threw my old boss under the bus. My other coworker, I gave her a pass because she was not nearly as mean. We had our moments, we had our days, but my other coworker always found a way to get past the problem and come back to reality. Meaning that we had to work together every day, regardless of what ended up happening between us in the kitchen. And we did well working together. Which is why I didn't put her in the email like I had wanted to. And And yet again, months later, literally, at the time you're listening to this podcast episode, literally, in October 2023, days before my birthday, these two people show up at my job. The coworker I got into it with, and the other coworker who was nice. And after an entire school year apart from each other, we were able to get past everything, move forward, and now we're cool. But you see the point that I'm trying to make? I go from being bullied and not being aware of it to being bullied and being aware of it. And it was astronomically intense. So, when I say we're going to get vulnerable today, we're really going to get vulnerable today. There's one other story that I want to share with you, and it's a present day current timeline instance that's going to lead into the real meat and potatoes of what we're going to talk about later on. Present day school, present day work. So when you're in the kitchen, when you're part of kitchen staff, there's different coworkers for different school settings. Some schools are big, some schools are small. Small schools, there's only two people or three that's needed because the amount of kids that are serviced are not to the extremes where you need a big team of people to handle the load. But schools like mine, they're more prevalent. Schools like mine, where you have upwards of, oh boy, upwards of, oh man, I just recently learned that the freshman class is the biggest class at my school. So let's do some math. Let's say that the freshman class has 100 students, and then let's say the sophomore class has 80, the junior class is 90, and the senior class is 60. So let's do 100 plus 80 plus 90 plus 60. That's a total of 330 students altogether. 330 students, one high school, kitchen staff is going to end up being what it is. So before I showed up, it was four people. My boss, the cook, another food service worker, and another food service worker. They added me to the team out of emergency because I ended up needing to leave my other school because of getting into it with my coworker at that time. And now, although we patched things up already, we weren't on good terms at this point in March 2023. So, inevitably, ended up making a new home for myself. But what happened is that at the end of last school year, everyone expected to come back did not come back. My cook from last semester, the one that I initially met and worked with, she ended up leaving and going to a different school. And thus, my current scenario was birthed. We have my two co-workers who are both food service workers, but one of them stays behind and does the after-school supper, similar to how I did snack for elementary back in the day, which was only literally a couple months ago. So she is the co-worker that sticks around later. The others, cook and my other food service worker, we are the ones that leave early with my kitchen boss after 2 o'clock-ish. So now it's a team of 5 people, just like it was last year when I transferred. And so as we speak, there's something called a school switching process, which is actually going on right now. In the next year, 2024, when the spring semester starts, some people will be starting over at different schools, while others will be going back to the same school and continuing on. The reason why I'm mentioning this is because the little things like this that happen now are similar to bullying behavior. And it has just as worse of an effect. Comments such as, "You're not this, you don't know what you're doing," when I'm trying to be helpful. I noticed that while one dish was being prepared, before the food goes on the pan, a sheet has to go under the pan before the food goes on it. It's like a sheet of baking foil, essentially. So instead of getting the baking foil that fits the pan, I got the bigger one, unfortunately. But I still wanted to somewhat help. And rather than saying, "Thanks, Nate, but this is actually the correct one," you make a snarky comment like that. Other comments made being of similar vein. Now, when it comes to being in people's conversations, that makes sense. I'm not going to hold this against her. But the way you bring up someone's job title and the way you talk to them about the job in particular, it borderlines work bullying simply because of the way you talk to people overall in your everyday life. And again, that goes back to working with people from DC. So when it comes to this person at my job, she talks a lot, and there's a lot of things that she says that I don't take personally in the moment, but I do take note of what she says and evaluate it sometimes, because it does hurt to work with people that feel like they can say whatever the heck and think that it's not gonna affect you. Like, I'm not stupid. So, yeah. That leads to the other coworker. Now, she's a sweetheart. She's the mother of the kitchen. And in almost every kitchen, in almost every scenario with this particular company, you're always going to have someone older in the midst. And when I say older, I'm talking at least 50s, 60s, older. That age range. Now, normally, those are some of the sweetest people to work with. And they are, for the most part. But there are certain days where it hits you that the things they're saying are just downright incredibly hurtful. Now, we have a good relationship where, working-wise, if I ever feel disrespected, I can tell to her about it. And while she is never blatantly disrespectful like my other coworker can be sometimes, there is something that we have to disagree on. And that's the way we process the faith. Because she's older, she's cut from a different cloth in the faith. She's of the T.D. Jakes tree, essentially. And because she's old school in the faith, there's a lot of things that we don't believe. For example, while I do believe that people are anointed, I don't believe that the concept of the anointing can only fall on certain individuals in order for them to be respected and sat under and heard and all that jazz. I'm not of the, I call it the black church tree, where you have a church organization and bishop so-and-so and apostle this and vice apostle so-and-so and presiding prelate this and that's not the tree that I come from. I'm more so from the conservative tree. And while I dipped my hand into the charismatic side for a little bit, I still don't fully back everything that's in the charismatic world slash viewpoint. And especially when it comes to the, again, concept that certain people have, quote unquote, the anointing, which allows them to be listened to and revered, whereas this other pastor over here is just trash and does nothing for the kingdom because he doesn't have, quote unquote, the anointing. That makes no sense at all. In reality, while some people have, quote unquote, the anointing, what's really there is that if you are called to become a pastor, a minister, etc., etc., you have to be led by God to go there, to go that route. And if you are led by God, then he qualifies you regardless of whether or not you have a quote-unquote anointing, which is why I don't care too much for the super popular pastors, preachers, etc., etc. I'll listen to them on occasion, but it's like every blue moon. I don't care about what your title is, how long you've served in ministry, how many churches you've led. I don't care about that. I don't care if your family's famous and your children have the anointing. I don't care. Because at the end of the day, every person in Christ, whether you are a pastor or not, bishop or not, we are all having some type of impact on the kingdom. And if you just so happen to be a minister or a pastor, then you deserve just as much honor, reverence, and respect as every last famous person that First Baptist Church of Glen Arden invites to their building every single year. Because you represent Christ, who is the ultimate definition of the anointing. So, while I love my coworkers, there's just little minute details that speak to this unorthodox culture of, I can say anything to you, and either I don't care if it affects you or not, or I don't think it's going to have an effect on you at all. I'll just say it, and however it flows is however it flows. That's not at all a good idea. And it's something that sadly some people will not ever break. So, as we continue talking about vulnerability and processing things like, you'll never be this, or you're not ready for this because you can't even do this, as as we continue talking about vulnerability, I want to draw something to your attention that will hopefully shift the way you operate in your relationships and in your life. Because I think we all need it. Kindness. We gotta talk about kindness. We gotta talk about being loving towards others. I was typing and it didn't work. Ephesians 4:32 says, let me go to a different version because I hate King James. Oh my Lord, King James is just terrible. Read Ephesians 4. Stop it. Good Lord. Read Ephesians 4. Okay, gotta do this the hard way. Ephesians. There we go. Seriously? Read Ephesians. Oh, boy. Okay. Let's do this. Let's go to the Bible app on my iPad. This is one of the days where it's great to have another Apple device. Okay. Let's see. Search. Ephesians 4. Thank you. Read full chapter 32. NASB. Because again, King James Version. Ugh. Every time. I hate when black churches just be reading from the King James Version all the time like it's the best version of the Bible. It's not. Anyway, it says, quote, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. The King James Version pretty much says, be kind one to another. The be ye's and just as God in Christ thou hast forgiven. Really? I know I butchered it, but still. Ugh, King James Version. The point of this scripture is exactly what the show notes entails. Kindness and loving. Tenderhearted. We need to be kind more. We need to treat people with kindness and with love. While my coworkers are my coworkers and we have a great relationship despite the little petty, stupid bullcrap that they say every now and then that they just honestly don't mean, if it was really bad, I would have left and gone to a different school. But the reason I'm still there is because it's much better of a family unit than the old school that I was at. And I have kids there that I love and cherish. And I feel like I can go through another school semester with these people. And then I'll probably go to a different school or something like that or explore the company in the future, going into year two. But the point that I'm trying to make is we need to be more kind to people. We can't just be out here saying things to people because what we say affects other people. I take notes. And outside of relationship and dating rejection, what people say sticks with you. It may not hurt in the moment, but over time, it hurts. But oh, if we could just be kind to each other, the world would be a much better place. So when we come back from commercial break, I want to tell you about some things that you can do to help remedy this situation. Yo, we got Spotify for podcasters. Let me tell you about it. Spotify for podcasters is the new podcast service from Spotify. It's totally free. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It allows you to create your podcast using various tools, and your distribution is on Spotify. Spotify first, and then they will distribute your podcast to different platforms for you. It's literally the all-in-one place to make a podcast. And then there's video podcasts. So Spotify for podcasts has a video feature as well. It is not just audio. So if you want to get started with Spotify for podcasters, then all you have to do is go to www.podcasters.spotify.com to get started on making your very own show. I can't wait to see what you come up with. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Spotify. Spotify for podcasters. Number one, don't let what people say to you affect you too much. That's what I've had to learn from being at this particular school. The things that are said are just not overly bad to go crazy like I did before at my old school, because I know deep down that the people I work with now don't mean what they say, even though they say what they say. It's only my boss and my other coworker who stays until 4 o'clock. It's only those two that don't say nearly as much. One coworker I really haven't, I really haven't gotten on her case nearly as much. The two times I did get on her case, she brought it up to me and we patched things up. There was one time where I wasn't, you know, doing enough to help her, you know, in the serving capacity. And then it was another time where I took something that she needed for aftercare. And so we're cool. Like, literally, we're cool every day. And then my boss, there's times we get into it, but we don't really get into it. It's just, you know, it's just him being him. For the most part, he's cool. So it's just the other two that I have to watch. Don't let what other people say affect you too much. Meaning, let it affect you. Yeah, it's gonna hurt sometimes, but it doesn't have to completely affect your mindset to the point where, one, you think badly about yourself, and to the point where, two, you feel like you need to fight back. In the case of my fellow God-fearing coworker that I work with, I just chalk it up to us having different relationships with God, and that's basically that. God has a different relationship with her than he does with me, and we're both on different levels of the faith, so it's not realistic to see things the same in the faith. And also, because I'm more of the conservative tree and she's not, it makes sense as to why she only caters towards one dude's ministry and doesn't care for anybody else. Whereas I have a equalized respect for different ministers and pastors and people in the faith, to where I can sit down and listen to just about anybody to an extent. There are certain people I'm not going to listen to, but when it comes to legends, I can listen to the legends, and I can also listen to your Francis Chans, who else have I listened to that I like? Jackie Hill Perry. There's people that Liberty invites to speak that I like listening to. Billy Graham, when he was alive, but now his brother and anybody else that's in charge of his organization. The Billy Graham organization still runs and is still, you know, led by people who are doing the same work that Billy Graham did when he was alive. My point is, there are people like Billy Graham out there that are worth listening to because they are called by God. And they've been proven to have good track records. Number two, In addition to not letting what people say get to you, the second thing I want to bring to your attention is your circle. My circle is completely different. When I'm at work, I'm at work. But when I'm outside of work, I'm outside of work. And the people that I talk to are the people that I actually believe have my best interests at heart. Which right now, that would be my best friend and my church family, my up-and-coming church family. But my up-and-coming church family, will get to that later. My best friend, I really need her right now because she is literally the only best friend that I currently have right now who's active and available as a friend. The other friendships I have, especially best friends, are of the tree where the length of time that we don't talk or the length of time that we don't physically see each other has no bearing on us being best friends. We're still best friends. Life just runs its course. So having one best friend who is more available than the other best friends is extremely helpful in the course of life, because I can talk to her as a physical human person, not in the family, but also not God. There's God, I can talk to God, we talk about everything. There's family, can talk to his family about some things. And then there's my best friend, who I can talk to about the rest of things. And then there's the bros. And that brings me to the third and final thing I want to mention on this podcast episode of Vulnerability. The last thing I want to talk about is be real. You want to know why I love my best friend? It's because she allows me to practice my relationship skills. There's a benefit to having people that are that close to you, where you can practice your relationship skills during a season of your life where you're not dating anybody. When you inevitably do start dating someone, your friends are going to be the ones to actually vouch for you when it comes to meeting said person. Sure, you might be the one to meet the next romantic interest, but your romantic interest will eventually meet the people that you surround yourself with, just as you will meet his or hers. And specifically in the case of my best friend, when I start dating again, I want her to meet the girl because I want the girl to see that despite having female friends, one, we're all platonic, and two, for the ones who are married, we are completely platonic. In other words, the respect is there for the ring. So you have nothing to worry about. But also at the same time, this person has known me longer than you, so they can vouch for my legitimacy as a potential partner. In other words, the way I treat them is the exact same way I'm going to treat you. The only difference is I'm going to kiss you and hug you and tickle you and make out with you and do all the romantic stuff. That's the only difference. The rest of it is the same. Treat people with kindness and be loving and check on people and care. Which is exactly what we're going to talk about in a future episode of the show coming later. But for now, I just wanted to give you all a deep dive into my life and let you know that I am not this super awesome podcast guy that comes on here and just says stuff. I go through stuff too. And I'm just learning to roll with what life gives me and enjoy myself. So, I will see you all next week when we dive into the Thanksgiving podcast episode series.